Hello, welcome back to Teach It To Me Live. Today we're beginning the third chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the abridged code of Jewish law. Din levishat begadav viluchol. The law is regarding one's dressing and his general manner. The first law, ketiv v'hatzenea lehed im Eloecha. A person should go with modesty with God. Therefore, a person should be modest in all his ways. Therefore, a person, when he is getting dressed or undressed, he should be particular not to reveal his flesh at all. He should therefore do so when possible, when he's still laying on his bed and he's still covered. Now the Kaf HaChaim adds regarding this that today when people generally wear undergarments, that there isn't a necessity to be particular while one's undergarments are on regarding the getting dressed and undressed underneath a cover. But nevertheless, there are times when we're not in the shower or where we're not. So the idea is that a person should recognize that there is some eye that is watching him at all times. The person, as a general rule, runs through life and only will sin when he doesn't feel and doesn't understand and doesn't realize that there's an eye that's watching him at every moment. So when a person generally runs his life with a concept of a sense of busha, a sense of embarrassment, with a sense of modesty, even when he doesn't believe there's anyone watching, it will lead oneself to grow in his yirat shamayim, in his awe of heaven, and therefore lead his entire life towards a more positive goal. Therefore, a person shouldn't say, "Oh, look, I'm within the room, within rooms, in the dark. Who will see me?" Because God fills the entire world with His honor. For darkness is like light before God. And modesty and embarrassment brings a person to a sense of humility before God. Second halacha. We in life should not go according to the fashions of the non-Jews and shouldn't be similar to them, not in dress, not in our hairstyles, and similarly so. And this is actually taken from the Torah itself, from a pasuk that says that we shall not go in the statutes of the non-Jews. And in their statutes you shall not go. And it also says in another pasuk, Yishamer lecha pen tenakesh achrehem, guard yourself lest you be ensnared after them. Lo yubash mabush hamiuchad lahem leshum geut v'hu mabush sarim. A person should not wear garments which has been specifically taken out for them for the purpose of puffing themselves up, meaning the garments such as nobility, the various things that increase on a person's gava, his self-centeredness, that are drawn and done for the purpose of drawing attention and stature to the person. Lodugma, hadamrina b'gemara, dasul Yisrael lidamot lahem afilu b'retzuot haminal. So one example that's given in the Gemara is that, for example, is that it's not allowed for a Jew even to have similarities regarding their shoelaces. Shim haya darkam likshor kach v'derech Yisrael b'inyan acher.
So
for example, if they happen to have a certain fashion of tying their shoelaces, and the Jews have another, that you have to follow after the Jewish way. You can't change your custom to follow theirs. If they happen to generally wear red shoelaces, and the Jewish people, generally speaking, wear black, because of the fact that black has a certain sense of humility to it, and therefore encourages that within us, therefore a Jew can't change. In fact, it's very funny to think that, of all things, shoelaces, but we've seen, at least in the last 10 years here in America, the various wild different customs concerning everything from shoes to shoelaces and various other things, all of which are designed to draw attention or to puff oneself up. ומזה ילמד כל אדם לפי מקומו ושעתו, שהמבוש שעשוי ליוהרה ופריצות לא יעשה ישראל כן. And in general, how do we come about understanding what and what we shouldn't wear? To start with, we go with a very simple principle. And that is, according to every place and according to every time, you look and see which garments are being used in order for, again, to bring about attention. Which of those are in order to be revealing, which of those in order to be able to be appealing to the opposite sex. That's exactly what a Jew shouldn't be doing. Garments and clothing which are used to entice and to appeal and to place oneself into a sense of, again, greatness over others or anything along those lines, brand name, you know, labels across the chest, sort of thing. This is exactly the sort of things that are absolutely not within the realm of Jewish dress. Elo mabushav yuasuim ve'inyan hamore alach na'utzniut. But all of his clothing should be in such a fashion that they demonstrate outwardly, and therefore to also to oneself, a sense of humility and a sense of modesty. Hachi amrinim b'sifri. This is what it says in the Sifri. Shelo tomar hoil ve'hen yotzin v'argaman afani etze v'argaman. Hoil ve'hen yotzin b'kulsin afani etze b'kulsin. A person shouldn't say, oh, just because they're going out wearing purple, that means it's okay for me to go out and wear purple. Just because they're going out wearing various different weapons and things like this, I can also go out wearing various different weapons and different, again, when you talk about weapons, it's also talking about the idea of kishutim, of various different jewelries and so forth. Shedvarim halu divrei shahatz v'gavahem v'lo ke'ele chelek Yaakov. All of these are things in order to, again, bring about a sense of this haughtiness, a sense of self-centeredness, and if this is not within the portion of Yaakov, el darkam yot snoim va'anavim v'lo lifnot el rehavim. Meaning the entire way of the Jewish people is to be in a sense of modesty and in humility. V'chen kol davar shenagu l'minhag l'chok diklamecha sheyesh bo shemetz avod l'kochavim lo yaseh yisro ken. And of course, all the more so when it comes to anything whatsoever which can be a custom among the non-Jews that they do, which has even a question, even a slight touch of any question of the service of foreign services, of idol worship and so forth, that is certainly not something that a Jew should be doing. Therefore, a person shouldn't be shaving and growing his hair in the same fashion that they do. But a person should have a certain sense of separation from them in their clothing, in the way he talks, and in all the rest of his deeds. Just like he is different than them in his thought process and his way of thinking. As it says, and I shall separate you out from the nations. The third law, lo yubash begadim yekarim. A person shouldn't wear particularly expensive clothing. Ki davar ze mevi et ha'adam lidei gava. Because, if nothing else, certainly this will bring a person to a sense of haughtiness. Velo begadim behutim me'od o meluchlachim. But at the same time, a person shouldn't be wearing particularly, cheap garments and dirty garments, because he shouldn't bring himself to be despised in the eyes of people. There should be middle of the road types of clothing and always clean. A person, even if it means selling everything he's got, even if it means selling the boards of his home, he should do so in order that he should have shoes. The fourth halacha. We find that throughout the Torah, the right is always given a sense of precedence, a sense of importance, regarding various different laws concerning the Kohanim and concerning the Mitzvah and Chalitza and all various other places. Also, right always having the concept of chesed, of compassion and kindness. So we always make an effort to place the right before the left. ובחליצת המנהלים ושאר בגדים יחלוט סוסמות תחילה. But when it comes to taking things off, we always turn around and we take off the left first. Of course, because this is giving honor to the right. ואח לעניין קשירה, and even when it comes to the matter of, but however though, when it comes to the matter of tying knots, השמאל חשובה יותר מנשקושן לתפילין. We actually tie first with a knot, the left first. And the reason is that where we place the phylacteries for davening, that for prayer, that is always on again on the left, and others always in the left. So therefore, some are nodding on the left side, so same thing. So we place the tefillin on the left. So therefore, when we have to knot, we knot the left side first. Kigon, for example, minalim sheyesh vehem kshira. When you have shoes that are knotted shoes. No'al shel yamin ve'en kosho. You place the right shoe on first, but you don't knot it. V'no'al et smol ve'kosho. Then you put it on the left, then you knot it. V'achakach kosher shel yamin ve'chem b'shar begadim. And then afterwards, what? After you've placed on the left, you knot it, then you go back and you knot the right. And so it is with any other types of garments of the same sort of similar nature. The fifth halacha. Yizaher milbosh shnei begadim. There's a concept that we are careful that we should not place two garments on at the same time. And we say that this is something which can create forgetfulness. Also, there is brought down by the Darchei Halacha of the Morchaliyahu, that there are also those people that are particular not to remove garments two at a time either. Sixth halacha. Asur lelech arba amot, o lehotzi mepiv davar shebidusha bigilui harosh. One is not allowed to go 4 amot, which is about 6 feet, or that he should even if he's not moving, even if he doesn't go anywhere, but he's staying in one place, but any words of holiness should leave his mouth without his head being covered. Now, there is a distinction that's brought down by the Darchei Halacha of Morchaliyahu regarding the difference regarding when a person is traveling or sitting, regarding whether or not a person's own hands and putting one's hand upon his head would be sufficient. And regarding, for example, a person, if his yarmulke is not immediately available to him, his kippah is not there, he's able to cover his head in order to be able to walk 6 feet. So covering your head with your hand to move 6 feet, for example, your yarmulke blew off and now you're going to go and get it, so putting your hand on your head and going, you know, 10 feet, 20 feet in order to be able to get it is not a problem. But regarding, though, saying words of Kedusha, it doesn't help to use one's own hand. It has to be either somebody else's hand or at least some other garment or something along those lines to be able to put on one's head. Also regarding children, it's important to accustom them to cover their heads, because in doing so, they will develop a sense of the awe of heaven. We find a story in the Gemara regarding Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Imid Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that it happened regarding the mother of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Amrula Kaldei, the astrologers came and said to her, Berich Ganvahav, your son is going to turn out to be a thief. Lo shavakte guli resha. The case was that Rav Nachman Yitzchak didn't want to cover his head. Amrle, she said to him, Kasir eshech, you are going to cover your head. Ki hechit tehevi alach emot adeshmaya. Because in covering your head, you're going to have the awe of heaven. And of course, as we know, he didn't turn out to be a thief. He turned out to be one of the great chachamim. Seventh halacha. Asur lech b'komaz kufa. A person is not allowed to walk with his back all straight, and his, again, as we say, like his nose turned up, that sort of thing. This idea of, again, walking with the sense of pride, a sense of, again, of haughtiness. Kinnish ne'mar v'telachna netuyot garon. And they walk with outstretched necks. Mikom makom lo yuchof rosho yoter medai el b'midah benonit b'chdei shira et haba keneged panav v'gam yire midrach kaf raglo. So a person, though, should nevertheless bend over his head more than, in other words, in an overly amount, rather should be in the middle, in a fashion that a person can see who's coming in front of him, and also at the same time can see the path where his feet are leading. גם במהלכו של אדם ניכר עם חכם ובעל דיהו או שוטה ושחל. So therefore, a person is able to tell whether or not, when a person is walking by his gait, whether or not this is a wise person, whether or not it's a knowledgeable person, or whether or not he's a fool. וכן אמר שלמה בחוכמתו, and so Shlomo says in his wisdom, וגם בדרך כשהשחל הולך, ליבו חסר ואמר לכל, שחל הוא. So it is that also when a fool walks by the way, his understanding fails him, and he says to everyone that he's a fool.